97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
This box of Fruit Loops is from Canada. It's colored naturally with watermelon, blueberry, and carrot juice. This is the U.S. version. It contains four different artificial food dyes with the preservative BHT, which is an endocrine-disrupting chemical linked in cancer. In 2015, Kellogg's announced plans to remove dyes from their cereals by the end of 2018, but they never did. Instead, they kept producing new cereals for children with these dyes and preservatives.
That right there, a 45-year-old mother of two, an author, an activist, and she's so fed up with these artificial food dyes, these chemicals that have been put in so many of the foods that you see when you go to the grocery store, that she actually has started a petition specifically against Kellogg's. The cereal, well, you think of all the cereals, right, that some of us had growing up, and she's wanting them to remove the artificial dyes that they had said back in 2015. They said, yes, we're going to make sure we remove them by the end of 2018, and they didn't.
They're still there.
And so much. She's called the Food Babe. If you want to check her out on social media, she has some incredible information, not just about the chemicals, the artificial food dyes in these cereals that so many kids eat. And they're targeting them to kids, by the way, because they make, you know, Baby Shark Fruit Loops or Little Mermaid, you know, whatever the case may be, Frosted Flakes, to, you know, be appealing to the kids. And then the kids beg the parents and throw a tantrum potentially in the store trying to get it. And that's, you know,
it's
very intentional.
Here's the problem. It's addicting.
Oh, 100%.
I won't talk about how old I am, but when I was little, one of my favorite cereals ever was Captain Crunch. And I went to Minchie's the other day with the grandkids, and they have Captain Crunch available to put on your ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And I was beside myself.
How would that not ruin the top of your throat?
Thank you.
I don't care. I love Captain Crunch.
There is zero anything good in that.
I don't care. It tastes good.
Well, you talk about.
But the point is that the parents are going to go back and buy these cereals repeatedly because it's what their kids will eat, often at a stage where they won't eat much else.
Right. Well, and
they take full advantage of it.
To your point, sugar is very addicting. And I think, Sue, of all people, you would know that because you've cut sugar. Mm-hmm. And once you cut it, I have done that for an extended period of time, and your body adapts, and you don't crave it as much. If you're eating sugar on a consistent basis, I admit that I am guilty of this right now, you really start to crave it.
Yeah, and, well, essentially they've set it up so that, you know, once the cereal companies, and I love how they come out and say, we're going to change, and then don't, and then nobody covers it, and nobody realizes it.
Yeah.
But there's dangerous chemicals in some of this stuff, and we've been feeding this to ourselves for years. So women like her, or anybody who comes out and calls it out, is good. I mean, Canada can do it, but we can't. What?
And so many countries in Europe, they ban a lot of these things,
yes.
But for some reason, the FDA wants to sit there and say that this is fine. No, they haven't seen any lasting impacts. That's bogus. This woman, who again goes by the Food Babe, she started this petition. It has already, I believe it's close to 200,000 signatures is what it's already received. I myself have signed it. She's actually going to bring it on October 15th to the headquarters there for Kellogg's, which is in Michigan.
Good.
And Battle Creek. Eva Mendez, the actress, has even posted about this, telling people, stop eating Kellogg's.
I wonder how much money Kellogg's has donated to keep RFK from becoming the head of the FDA.
Oh, my gosh. A lot, Mark. A lot.
I'll bet they have.
Seriously. Yes.
All of these companies that add these additives and processed foods are dreading the day Donald Trump gets elected because he's talked about putting RFK in charge of something like that. Maybe the FDA, maybe, I don't know what else he would put him in charge of.
Well, sure, because he, of course, is a lawyer and has followed this for years and years and years. Because part of, you know, these big corporations like a Kellogg's or whatever, that's pretty much who funds or still has funds tied to the FDA. It's
yes.
really corrupt.
It is so corrupt. And I love that people are calling it out now, because a lot of these cereals, it's not just cereal. It's potato chips. It's so much more than that. It's some of the food that you think is, quote unquote, healthy and you feel good about eating.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is a guilt-free snack. It's not. They have red 40, blue 1, yellow 6, red 3. That, by the way, is in so much stuff. There's also yellow 5, also known as tartrazine. And my gosh, that is so, a lot of these are dangerous. But listen to RFK Jr. talking about this.
What you may not know is that this diet was originally made out of the sludge that's left over when you turn coal into coke.
He's talking about yellow 5.
Furnaces. It's called coal tar, and I've actually sued many big industries for legacy contamination of coal tar all around the country because it's so toxic and it's so harmful to the environment and human beings. A century ago, it was just an obnoxious industrial byproduct that everybody was trying to figure out ways to get rid of. One of the ways that they did that was by paving roads. But then a British chemist figured out that the coal tar could be used to derive fabric dye. And if fabric dye, why not food? Food manufacturers began using it to cover up the discoloration of low-quality foods that they wanted to pass off on unsuspecting customers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of the food you see that has, like for example, the cheddar and sour cream chips, okay, food that doesn't have the natural color, a lot of these dyes are used to achieve that. These artificial dyes are causing things, specifically yellow 5, tartrazine, which is what you heard RFK specifically talking about, can lead to tumors, asthma, ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression. Think about this. We have accepted here in the United States chronic disease as normal. This was not the case. Here in the United States, our mortality rate was far better than most comparable countries, and we have that has gone in the tank. And that really has been the case since about, I believe, the early 1990s. There's been a huge shift. And I have so much frustration toward the FDA for some of this crap food that they approve and try to sell it off to the American people like it's healthy for us.
I'll tell you what, Tucker Carlson had Callie and Casey Means on, and one is a doctor and one is a lawyer, or actually kind of a lobbyist.
Yes.
And if you listen to that, it will blow your mind. But, think about it. Grandparents, I had grandparents that ate actual food. That's all you have to do.
that's a hard thing to do these
food.
Days.
Yes.
Like, so BHT, if you, and I have a prop. You hear that?
I do.
You know it's getting intense when I bring a prop.
Is
okay.
that candy? Can we eat that?
No, you can't, Mark.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so glad that this is the takeaway, that you want the candy from this conversation.
Good grief.
So BHT, when you're going to get a snack at the vending machine like I did yesterday, because I got really hungry right after the show, look at the ingredients list, because a lot of these, like my Chex Mix, have, it says freshness preserved by BHT. BHT is butylated hydroxytoluene. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. It is a chemical that is very dangerous, can cause all sorts of issues. And it's essentially a preservative, but it's in my Chex Mix. There are spices in your cabinet that you think are good, and spices, don't get me wrong, are good. There's so many healing properties with a lot of these spices, like cinnamon or paprika. But unless you're getting organic, there are ways that, and go follow the food babe because you can see what I'm talking about. There are so many ways they can sneak these chemicals into your spices.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have figured out how. In fact, they've kind of taken over for the tobacco companies.
I don't know how it turns around. At this point, Sue. I mean, honestly.
People have to become aware of it. And even if you just think logically, you think, okay, I'm just going to, for a while, eat stuff that's real food. I'm not going to have anything that I can't pronounce in it.
I don't see
how it goes.
I don't disagree with that, but isn't that more expensive? Like, if you decide you're only going to shop at Whole Foods or Fresh Time or whatever it's called, you're going to have to pay more to do that.
Well, you do, I guess, but I just go to Schnucks. So you can do it. Just you can have a nice steak, have butter on it, some green beans, and fruit and some nuts. I mean, it's really not that difficult, but you're right. They do set it up so that's how they hook in the lower income people,
mm-hmm.
too. They make it cheap,
yep.
and then everybody thinks, oh, it's cheap and it's easy and I have to do that. But you don't.
Well, I think it is more expensive, and that's part of the problem. But if you go to, I keep referencing the Food Bay, but so much of her content is, it's mind-blowing. And if you look there, she posts pictures of, like, even the flour that you get to bake stuff with, that can have issues with it, too. And so she'll show you pictures of typical items you might get at the grocery store, say a loaf of bread or your tortillas, right, if you're having taco night. And she says, instead of this, try that. So you don't have to go to Whole Foods in this case. You just go to your, even Walmart has some of these substitutes. But I get it. It is expensive. And a lot of these foods are more perishable because they don't have those harmful preservatives in them. But I mean, a lot of people are waking up. I'm so, so glad that people are speaking out on this. We've seen people even speaking to members of Congress about this. Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
Mm. Fitness. She was speaking out about this. I mean, a lot of people are finally just saying, I'm fed up. We're going to call the FDA out about this.
I hope people are paying attention. Good one, Kim. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.